Mishnah Yuches Sifyut Beis. Mecham Shepino Mimenu Mayim Chamin. So the you have this metal kli which you had heated up water in it, so it's a kli rishon, and now you poured out all the water. So what you're left with is this very hot pot. So motalita nasecha mayim tzeinen merubim krelav shirin. You can put a large amount of cold water in, which, well, they will warm up to room temperature enough that it will not heat the atzilat as well.
Have shiron to
warm them, to make them room temperature, post-room. Not room temperature, lukewarm, whatever. Okay. So if you put a small amount in, the metal will heat it to the yatzalatis, but you're putting a large amount in, so that's mutter. Okay, one scenario. Next scenario. Mutter lotzuk mayim chamin l'soich mayim sonin o'itzerin l'soich chamin v'hu shalo yiyu b'chli rishin m'neshi mischamin min harbe. So in a cliche, you can pour the hot water from a kibishin into the cold water, or you can pour cold water into hot water in a cliche, but in a kibishin it's also. Amayim merubin kol kach zat ramah kiyevshe shisbashu rak shiyafigul sinosin. If you have water in a kibishin, hot water cleavation, and you want to put in a large amount of cold water, that all it will so much that it will not, you know, that it will not cook, it'll just warm up a little bit. So if you have cleavation, sure, you want to put that large amount of cold water cleavation, but you can't do it even if you plan to remove it, because you're afraid you're going to forget to leave it there. And then B, probably the Mexican Mavashal concern also. Okay. So the Mishavura, pay. Mayim Seder Merubin. Putting in a small amount of cold water into this empty hot pot. Shechul Yischam Mechem HaMechem Achetehe Hayat Zeletis Behen Azoser. So that water could be heated to Yat Zeletis Behen from the metal. Merubin Mutter. Now, feel im yemali as kolakli b'mayim sederim. You're going to fill it up totally. Why is that yuchel akli lo b'lidei tzeiruf? So that's going to strengthen the metal. The tensile process of taking hot metal and very quickly cooling it anneals it. Then a kshakli matkus kam. You have a hot metal kli. Notice in the circle it's turning. And you put cold into it. Mechazkim as a kli, it strengthens the kli. Vizel gemar malechas hatzarfim. And when the smiths, that's the when they make kalim, that's how they finish the process. Shresichas ha'ur mefafatoy mekarv lishaver. You worked it in the metal, the metal in this hot oven, and that weakens the metal. V'mayim hatzarfim piapuav. So the water. The quick process of cooling it by throwing the cold water in strengthens it. So the chara, how am I allowed to do this? So there's no chashash abishal, but I have this other concern that I'm dealing with the problem of that I'm strengthening the kli, which is like a makav patish. V'lochi shori ki m'shem yiskav l'zeh v'la p'sik reishahu. It's dabar shem yiskav, and that wasn't your intent. Of putting in the cold water, and it's not a secretion. The after shloigia kli al yedei zeh lidei tzirus. It doesn't always work, and it strengthens the kli. Okay.
Some tzirus happens only once per kli.
It seems we've been putting more not like that. Mechabel itself yeshar m'shu chay min rice, so yeshar m'shu min rabbanim. Now there's an interesting Magid Mishnah which we've discussed other times. Magid Mishnah deals with, in other words, the Malach over here is going to be, it's going to be Gemara HaKli. So the Gemara talks about this issue. If you have a burning hot piece of metal on the ground, and you want to pour water on it to put it to cool it off to protect people, so the Gemara says that it's, since it's not kibbutz deraisa, so current, because it's only kibbutz deraisa when it's wood, it becomes pecha, but not by metal. So the Gemara says, it's more, the Gemara says, but the siruf. The Gemara says, but the ma'aseh there is siruf. It's Reb Shimon. The Reb Shimon is kavod as mutter. So I to psik reisha. So on that, there's the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah says that when you're dealing with the malacha of makav patish, it's only a malacha if the person intends it to be that malacha. So the Gemara says a person has a piece of wood and he pulls off a splinter to use as a toothpick, he's chayiv for making the kli, making the toothpick. So that's a malacha deraisa. But if he just takes it off to be a splinter, so it's not chayiv. So the Magid Mishnah says, well, what happened to makapat secretion? It's the exact same maisa, and so he says a splinter is not a toothpick unless you decide you want to use it as a toothpick. So you can't discuss a secretion that you made a toothpick because you didn't make a toothpick, because it's not going to function as a toothpick. So Magid Mishnah says something over here that the gachelis, even though it became a tsuruf, since that you had no intent for the tsiruf, that's not considered that you did a maisa of tsiruf. So, interestingly enough, the Magen Avraham applies that to the case of a keli also. Kiriger says you can't apply it to a keli. Because by kechelis, which is not going to function as a kli, so the tsiruf is irrelevant. So it's not true. You did a makah patish and you made it a better kli. It's not a kli, unless you decide you want to use it as a kli. I decide I want to use this metal for a kli. Okay, fine. But once it's a kli already, automatically it's tsiruf. And then so the case has to be that it was talking about that there wasn't enough water or the heat of the metal had not reached the temperature that this process of tziruf requires that the metal became very hot, and then when the sudden cooling is a large amount of very very significant temperature drop, that's when you have the annealing process. So you don't know that the metal reached that temperature, that it's a psikration that's going to happen. Metal evolved in the issue of psikration l'shavra and all those wonderful things. Okay. The sech mayim sedan the sech kamen. Hashem afil mayim sedan muotim shadayin hayat zlatus beim achra taruvis. Gam kein shor kibun shub kli sheni. So this is an interesting din. Kamen on kli sheni and mevashel. So I want to put a small amount of cold water into a kli sheni. Not a case of an ambati, which is a very large amount and it's very hot, but a regular amount of hot water in a kli sheni. And I'm putting a small amount of cold water, and the cold water will be heated to the lettuce bowl. It's mutter, because cliche in my vashel.
Ambatis always have very hot water.
That's the Morris says, yeah.
Ambatis are very
hot. So, in other words, it's a very, the chiddush over this is like this. When we're discussing cooking food, it goes from raw to being cooked, I get it. Right? When we're discussing cooking water, you don't really change the water. All you do is you kill up some bacteria and you heat the water. So the cooking of the water is the heat. And over here, the mice, this water was heated. This water now is heated to the temperature of Yad Saladas. So the cliche in Enema Vashel. So applying that to heating water is a difficult thing. So
applying what to heating water is the difference.
The din of kli shein ein mevashel to water, which is a beferish gemara, that's one of the things which we know for sure are not nispashel and kli sheini, is mayim and shemen, the gemara says. So mayim is not cooked in a kli sheini. So apparently, Chazal understood that the process of heating water, there's something more to heating water than just the heat, that's called bishel. And the raya to it is, the flip side of the raya is, because we pass a mikra din according to Ramah, ain't bishel achar bishel. Means you take water, you heat it till you outsell edesbo, and then it cools off, and you reheat it, you're not doing a malach of the raya. Well, if the whole malach is just the fact that it has heat. So that's not the malach. The malach is, there's a bishel process taking place in the water, so you say ain't bishel achar bishel, you did it already. And a kli sheini can't do that. So what it is exactly, I don't know, but that's clear that it's more than just giving heat to it, giving it heat.
What do you mean, Rabbi?
What do you mean? What do I mean? What do you not understand? I'm saying like this: when you discuss cooking a raw item, you take an apple and you cook it; it changes. You take a piece of chicken and you cook it; it changes. You take water and you heat it; what changes? What's the bishel by water? Pasha, the chiddush of bishel by water is the fact that you heated it. It's
warmer.
Okay. So now it cools off totally. And now you reheat it. So we paskin, Ashkenazim paskin, ain't bishel achar bishel by water also. I mean, bishel achar bishel. If the whole bishel is just heat, if all the heat is dissipated and now you're heating it again, yesh bishel, that's a whole new process of bishel. Or I tell you, klishen en mavashel. So I have this kli shein over here. It has three quarts of boiling hot water in it. I pour in a half a cup of cold water. So water, kli shein en mavashel. Does the water heat does that cold water become yatzal edesbo? Yes. So what do you mean you didn't cook it? You heat it to yatzal edesbo. So if you tell me that cooking water just means heating it, neither of those didn't make sense. If you tell me cooking water means that there's, because Al understood that cooking water actually there's something changing in the water by the cooking process, so kli sheini can't do that. Kli sheini ain't mavashel. Once you heat it once, you did that already, you can't do it a second time. What that is, I don't know. But that's clearly Chazal is seeing something more than just adding heat to is the bishel by water is not just adding heat. That's what I'm saying. Pei beis. Shlo yiba kli rishon. You can't put the cold water into hot water if the hot water is in kli rishon. The mechamen hem kli rishon also lotzik besechem mayim sederin. You can't pour the cold water into this hot water on the kli rishon. But in the also laris mayim besechem sederin muatim mishis bashal yodim. And you can't pour from a kli rishon into a small amount of cold water because ira kli rishon is mevashal. If it's a large amount, we say it's not mevashel. So that's mutter. Okay. Then the Ramah said, but if you're pouring a large amount of cold water into the hot water, it's mutter even in a kli rishon. Pegimol. Koyat sedem tzechamen. My merubah is called in the case of you're pouring cold into hot. Mechenim tzechamen tzech tzenen hoyat sedem merubah mishori, or vice versa. So you have to pour it in one pouring. You can't do it slowly. Because if you pour a little bit at a time, so the first amount going in is just a small amount of cold water being heated by the hot water. So the fact that you add more later on and it cools off doesn't help you. So all it's going to... So all that's going to happen over here, pouring a large amount of cold water into the hot water in the kli rishon, what's going to happen is not the cold water will be, the chill will be removed from it. I feel a common excess, or even if it came lukewarm, it came pressure, it's also shori. Actually, yeah, yatzeletis, but as long as it doesn't reach yatzeletis. Okay. Okay. Actually, Elish, what did some of Elish, but Malcolm Shayachal, he's special, Penishkach, when you need to show him, can come a Mesif Yudalin. But you can't do it when it's on the fire, a place which eventually it will be heated. Even though you plan to remove it beforehand, you're afraid you're going to forget and leave it there. Okay.
The cold water.
The cold water into the Klerishin. It's Elish, it's also. Sifir Gimel, Motalit and Kiddush Shamayim or Shalshamashkin Bekli, Shane Shesh Bamayim Chamin, Al Kirishin is also. So, I'm taking this container of water and I'm submerging it into a larger container of hot water. So, in a Klishani, it's Motor Klishani, it's also. What's the chiddush? You can pour the water, the liquid directly into the klisheni. So of course you can submerge a container of water in the klisheni. The chiddush is not the ratio. The chiddush is the sefer. The klishen is osur. The shemini of klishen. I feel like you have sakos kli osur. Don't think when you. That Kli Rishon is the only problem if you pour it into the Kli Rishon, but if you would submerge your container, let's say you have a sealed container of a liquid, you want to submerge it into your, or place it into the Kli Rishon, so the walls of the inner container act as a hefsek between the Kli Rishon and the liquid, that's not true. Okay, you come to the Kli Sheni. So the Kli Rishon is the one which is on the fire. Then you pour into the Kli Sheni, and that's considered. This is the one you poured into. Even the Tzeletes Bo, if I take and I have an empty pot. And I scoop out of the Kli Rishon with the empty pots. So even though it's not the pot where it's cooked in, but since I put the Kli Sheni, the second Kli, into the Kli Rishon, it's functioning like that's the case of a ladle. So here, the case I'm using the whole pot as the ladle. I'm scooping out a pot's worth of water from this big pot of Kli Rishon. So over there, Yeshar and the dinner Kli Rishon. Some argue that's called a Kli Rishon. We proud him and Masha a Kli Reikon the Secha Achamal Resicha Vadimik a Kli Rishon. And for sure, if you have this big pot, let's say Aloesh, and boiling water, you take a much smaller pot and you put it into the Kli Rishon to scoop out the water, but you let the small pot. When you put it in, it cools off the water. So you leave the pot in there until the water starts boiling again. So now this pot, the second pot, is sitting ala aged with boiling water all around it. It's getting heated from the fire. Now it's considered a Kli Rishon. So what's relevant to the ladle is the same type of idea. You put the ladle in back and in and out of the Kli Rishon. Not Aleish even, but it's which is still Yatzeletes Bo. Eventually, the ladle is going to warm up from the warmth of the Kli Rishon. So it's not like your regular Kli Sheni, which is it's a cooled dish compared to the original Kli. It becomes hot like the original Kli, and it gets the din of a Kli Rishon. So what's irrelevant? Putting bread. We're machran bishul achar afia, and even in a klisheni, because it's kali bishul. So is my bowl of soup a klishlishi? Klishin is the pot. Klisheni is the ladle, and klishlishi is my bowl, or the ladle is considered klirishin, my bowl is only klisheni. So the Maisa, Mishabura before by that said you can assume the ladle is considered a kli sheni and your bowl is kli shlishi. So why over here we over here where it seems to be machmer, over there he was makel because bishlach rafia is a machlokas itself, it's a chumrah. So you machmer bishlach rafia and say that. I that the ladle is also a klirisha, that's two chumras together, so you don't have to be machmer. There's a chazan ish. It says a chumra that if I pour from my klirisha into the klisheni, so that's klisheni. He said that's only true if the klirishin that you're pouring from is not al ha'esh. So the klirishin off of the esh and I pour it into the klisheni, so that's a klisheni. But if while I'm pouring into the klisheni, the klirishin is still al ha'esh, and the water which is going to klisheni is connected back to the esh, that's not, that cup is not a klisheni. So it's very relevant by a percolator. Because the percolator, you're pouring, it's al ha'esh. So the water which is coming out directly from being al ha'esh into your cup. So he holds that that doesn't have the heter of klisheni. Which is why some people are machmer to use a klishlishi to make coffee in these things, which look are, at first glance, it doesn't make any sense. Except for the tzeveya issue. Right, mitzad bishul. There's no mile of a klishlishi over here, because betzim it's a double. If it's a double yavesh, a bishul lach a bishul. Even if it's a double lach, because it dissolves immediately, that itself is a chumrah. To me, machmer that it's a kali bishul and a klisheni on something which pashes, and even if it's a liquid, we help make it a bishul lach a bishul. So why do you need a klishlishi for? The chazanish, you would need a klishlishi. Okay, Yodalad. Mutalitin kitin shalmayim or shar mashkin kineged ha'esh lahavik sinasin. So you're allowed to take a container which has water or other type of liquid and put it opposite the fire, which means not immediately adjacent, but somewhat removed away from the fire, to with intent that you're doing it just to take the chill off. You have no intent to cook. You're not planning to leave it there long enough to cook. So that's mutter. So you have to place it in such a place that it's even if you would forget and leave it there, which you shouldn't have done, but if you would forget and leave it there, it will never reach the temperature yet. So it's removed from the, so the relation of connection means it's removed away from the fire to the point where all that can happen is that it will lose its chill or warm to a temperature of less than Yatzeletes Boy. Now, what is the word Yatzeletes Boy? So the Pirish Mischamemes Menichves. It warms and then it becomes gets a burn. Now, the next step over here, Chazal grappled with the following question: that some people's hands are more calloused and they're more used to hot. So the temperature of Yatzeletes Bo is a very, very imprecise temperature. So Chazal said that there is another way. Now we're not going to actually measure it like this, but this is the equivalent temperature that we would talk about. That a young child whose skin is not calloused yet, and the skin is still very sensitive, this temperature of water would cause a burn on the child. That's the temperature of Yatzeletes Bo. So if it's less than that temperature, the water which you're placing now to warm will never reach that temperature. It's mutter. I will also but you cannot put the container close to the fire in a place where it could reach yatzaletisbo. Even though you're only planning to leave it there for a short period of time, and you plan to remove it before it cooks, before it heats the yatzal lettuce boat, you're just putting it there because you want it to lose the chill. It's because it could cook there, so that place is also refrigerated. A person might forget and leave it there. Ramah. Wooden repairs of Bashar Dwarm and Nakalam Kamashain Chayan, things which are edible raw, but also could be potentially be cooked. So you can put them near the fire, but only in a place where they cannot reach the temperature yet to let us go and start cooking. And the fact that you plan to watch it and remove it beforehand, that doesn't help. Peches bin Sha'in Yachal. It cannot reach Yatzaletisba. Even if you leave the liquid there for a long time, it will never reach Yatzaletisba. Okay. Tahanu Makam Shakresa, Deloy Nukal Lashar Biyad. You can't estimate it based on a person's hand. Some people are more sensitive, and they pull back from any type of temperature. They naturally have anything to pull away, and some don't have that. So this is a more universal type of measure. Now obviously, you're not testing it with the child's stomach, but any mother is aware of that the dangers to her child, what temperature is considered dangerous, and the impact it'll have on the child. So, since it could eventually reach out to lettuce bowl, you can't put it there with intent to remove it earlier, because you might forget to remove it.
Mishtali?
Mishtali means to forget. Now, Mem Shin Tof Lamadur. Mishtali. Now, there's a kiddush over here that if a person forgets, a person put it there with intention to remove it earlier, see, no intention to heat it to this temperature. Now you've forgotten and then the heat of the temperature. It's not going to be malach deraisa because there was no malach mashev, it wasn't his intent. So we're asering putting it there because if Freddie might forget, it'll end up being doing this at the Rabbanu. So we're making a gezeira. So pashtus, the logic is that we're afraid that maybe he'll come along and say it's a good idea, and he'll have it in the back of his mind that this is good as well. So, and then if that's then you might end up with a real problem. Okay.
What makes you think it's good as well?
It's not a problem. I'm not seeing the finish off. Okay. Now, Buddha in Paris, Sari Aleph, Hanush also Lanichim and Mokam Shachim, Lafix in Osun, Pen Yishakachi Yitzolu. You can't put these fruits in a place where your goal is just to remove the chill, in a place where if they stay long enough, they could eventually will bake. Even though they're edible raw, Gamkin also, there's still the Malach of Bishol involved in them. The Shap and Bishol, Behen Shem Bishol, Bishol is still is applicable to them because it adds a new dimension. That's called Bishol. So taking an apple, which is edible raw, and baking it is Chayav Deraisa. But to put it at a distance from the fire, even if something without that, it can't cook. It might need the extra warmth to make it edible. That's not called cooking. Okay, and we'll come back on what the lead in Aluntis. Uklea Forest, Summer Kleish, Lakamamai. So you have Aluntis, which is a towel, or you have a leaden Kli, and you want to warm them up. So I'm doing now. We asked you the kli is a kli shem not the yisur. It's a pot you're cooking in. So there's food inside of it. So there's food inside of it. What about worrying about cooking the food? The food was cooked. And it didn't cool off yet. So he's put in there to maintain the heat. So you're not putting it aloeish where you have dini chazar. You're putting it somuk leish. You might end up, if you forget, with a towel which will catch on fire, or a metal kli which will melt. That's clearly not part of the person's intent. They should have a burnt towel and a melted pot. So when he put it there, he definitely intended to remove it in time. And then if something happened afterwards, there's no ma'aseh melacha involved. So there's no melacha involved. Elamai, when he put it there, maybe he's thinking back in his mind that he wants this, not over here. He wants a burnt towel. He doesn't want a burnt towel. He doesn't want a melted, molten piece of metal. So that's, there's no malachas mashavas involved in that. So it's more darshan miskaben, and in general, because of these possibilities, a person will not forget. And a person will, before he loses the letting the towel catch on fire, the metal kli melts, he'll remove it before that happens. Okay, so Sif Tesvav is where he deals with this issue of the Ramah deals with the issue of Davar Lach, which is Nistanin, but it's not Nistanin Lagamri. That's Mutter, according to him, even though it's not Yatzeletis, but anymore. Okay. Davar Sin Ispashal called Sarchai Vuhu Yavish. The first, in the case where you have a dover, you have something which is fully cooked and it's a salad. But shame by mark, there's no gravy involved. So you're allowed to put it even a place where it'll reach yatzeletisbo because there's no isabishal. It's in bishalach bishal, it's already cooked. And it's fully cooked. The only issue is you still can't put it on the fire in a place where people will cook, and then it looks like you're doing bishal. So you have to do it keneged hamadura, somewhat removed from the madura, even though it's a place where it can reach Yatzeletis Bo. But if people will not put their pots there to cook, so that's good enough. Hagav afilu nitzan kvar, even though it has cooled. So it's mutter. Zatra mo. If it's still piping hot, if it's still yatzeletis bo, I feel a bit d'avashiyesh for more because motu. Then even the gravy is it's cooked gravy, and it hasn't cooled totally, so that ain't babishal. V'yesh v'kilim loymer. Furthermore, those are tremekel. The chol shen anoisnoi agabi oeish akira ma mishrak samachloi. Filo nitzanin is motor. So you're not putting aloesh right next to the right on top of the fire, right on top of the kira. So you don't have a mexican mavash. It's a liquid. We're talking about even a liquid. So yesh bishlach habishul. No, they hold even nitzan and it's mutter. Menoga lahokol b'zeh im lo nitzan on the gamri kamosh k'sav di le'el b'simen reishon gimel. So we make a somewhat of a pshara. Apparently, we follow this opinion only in a scenario where the food still has warmth to it. Yeah, so the Mishabura Sadi Bates. So that's a case of a Dabra Yavesh, which is Nisbash called Sarah. But Tom, the kibbutz, the karnis, b'alshul shuv ein b'zeh mishum chashash pirsha. Once it's cooked once, you can't recook it. Meanwhile, leish mamish is also midrabbanon, and they shinin nirkum b'alshul. But so put it on the fire. You can't put it on the fire because that looks like you're doing the bishul. But that's from midr kenegad amadur. You're putting it somewhat distanced. Shein derech b'nei adam b'roy pepamim l'alshul b'kach. You don't cook like that. Feel easier midrabbanon like. Very much excited. No, the kamei b'shem arosh should serve with the samach lemadura gamkein aser el tzarich laharchik sas. So it sounds like unless here, as long as it's connected, which means you have the madura here, this is placed opposite, it's facing it, even though it's closed, it's mutter. So that's not true. At least that's the rush. Although that's not true. Said again, makol tzarich b'yavesh. It's fully cooked. Because if it's not fully cooked, even though it's boiling hot and it's a solid, not a liquid, but it's not fully cooked. If something which can be cooked, something which is not fully cooked, there's a problem of your mama's cooking it. So you can't put it in a place where it can reach the yatsalatis, but which would allow it to cook. We have it over lach. If you look, b'chol tzarcho yesh boim oid mishum bishul im nitzdanin l'fi ma'asher posuk ha-mechar b'reish tzivtal. And by a liquid, even though it's fully cooked, you still have a problem of yesh bishul lach bishul. According to Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah makes this pshara that we'll see. Kenegad ha-madura. Okay, the lo habi kol tzarcha feeling fine. Now the kinsur lo etzel madura laharish tzarcha laharchik sas. The loshen kinegam madura means you're putting it somewhat distanced because you can't put it right next to the fire. I mean madura lachen lachshin and shabul lachatas beish. That's why we're not afraid the person's going to stir the coals to heat it. The kibbutz tzarcha lacham laharchik sas istay akere b'losel lachatuyet. You know, well, let's hold it here. So we have to pick up again.